is amazing, isn't it? It's crazy how our world makes things happen through the magic of humans. We have so much because of where we live, so the question is, why aren't we happier? We have food, water, shelter, and all of the things, so why aren't we happy with what we have? Today we'll explore the power of positivity and how finding the small blessings in the nooks and crannies of our day can bring the most powerful change to our minds. We are Owen, Trace, Aiden, and Tyson. Today is a good day.
In order to write this episode, we researched a number of giants in the positivity field. We really appreciated Neil Pasricha's work. He wrote many books such as You Are Awesome and The Happiness Equation. These books are on the power of noticing the small things in our day rather than waiting for the big things to happen. He asked us to look at small, simple pleasures that we often overlook, like pulling warm clothes out of the dryer and putting them on, or even the smell of Play-Doh.
In a podcast that we recently listened to, he spoke of the fact that we are alive for about 30,000 days, and we often only really appreciate the big days like weddings, grants, etc. We forget to look for little things that are amazing. We decided to try looking for awesome things in our days, and here are a few things that we noticed.
Inspirational quotes on hoodies, sitting down after you sit up for a long time, color-coded and organized bookshelves, the smell of hockey equipment, the squeak of shoes on a gym floor, washing your hands under warm water, the slurping of a kid drinking from a water fountain. These are all the awesome things in our everyday lives.
Now we know that things are hard. Good guys, it's inevitable that we are going to get hit with some pretty tough stuff. And you know what? It sucks. But we do have a choice. We can focus on the negative or use our minds to conjure up some positivity to help us get through this season of difficulty.
Neil also talks about how our world has so much at our fingertips that we have trained ourselves right out of being resilient. Resilient means working through the tough stuff, even when it is really hard. Finding more positivity will help us give us tools to help us deal with failure more effectively.
There are so many ways to be positive, but it takes a lot of practice and energy. Children as young as 5 can be positive thinkers if they practice. A good example of this is your teacher gives you homework. You can have a negative attitude that you think she is just out to get you or take away all your freedom because you have so much homework that you can't think that. She is giving us an opportunity to build our independent learning skills by having us try the work at home on our own. A positive thought makes us feel good. A positive thought makes us feel good, and a negative thought makes us feel bad. It is your choice how you want to feel each day, but we know what we want to be: happy.
Positive thinkers are more resilient. We learn to better manage our disappointments, like not making a team or not getting a good mark. Kids, this positivity stuff is not easy, so we have to practice and do it every day. Be a role model and change the conversation when someone is complaining about how hard they have it. Flip the lens and help them to see the positive parts of their problem. Positive thinking doesn't mean we can't talk about the bad stuff. Acknowledge that you are upset, but then do something positive about it. No one wants to wallow in a funk for a long time. This is called reframing. Think of it like rebuilding your Lego structure when part of it falls apart. If we just let crumble, it will never be rebuilt. We have to do the work to build it to be even stronger.
Remember, happiness is about changing your perspective, not changing your life. But remember, this happy work is hard and needs consistency every single day. Happiness is inside of all of us. We just need to invite it into our bodies every day.
We have all had those times where it feels like nothing is going right. If we let ourselves, we get into a real deep funk that is hard to get out of. Soon enough, you start to expect that your day is going to suck, so you may not even try. It's kind of like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. He just mopes around all day looking for his tail, when really who needs a tail anyway?
Your attitude doesn't just affect you, but everyone around you. Believe it or not, there are a lot of people who care about you and worry about you. Your attitude is almost like a cold. It is contagious and can attract negative and positive people depending on your mood.
Optimistic people have positive thoughts that occur more than negative thoughts. They look for the best in any situation and believe that the hard stuff will soon pass and that it's just a temporary setback. Pessimists are the opposite. They let all their negative thoughts take over and resist to change. They believe their happiness is out of control.
But guys, in order to be an optimistic person, it is going to take practice, especially when times are tough. That is when you can really practice. You actually have to change your thoughts into more positive ones when it is way easier to just sit in the negative thoughts.
Here are some ways that might help you. Recognize your negative thoughts and change them when they are happening. Believe in yourself and your abilities. Love no one no matter what. Choose to be happy. Smile more. Be willing to accept change and try new challenges. Feel like you're in charge of your own mind and actions. Be consistent and try every day to be positive. Never give up.
Hang out with positive people. Keep your goals in mind. Even write your mood in a calendar each day using emojis and then track how many days you are positive each month. Try to beat the number every month. Listen or read inspiring stories. Expect that there will be hard times and setbacks and accept them as a positive practice session.
Meditate. Sit with yourself in silence or with a meditation tape or app and just breathe. Repeat or write positive quotes on your walls or mirrors to remind you it can be done. Lastly, you have to decide to do it and try every day.
Some other ways to bring positivity into your days are to write or journal, exercise, read books, listen to motivation podcasts like ours, hang out with friends, and have fun.
Thinking positively has a powerful result if you invite it into your life. You will affect others and in turn be such a difference maker for your own life and other people. Being positive will create so many opportunities and so many joyful days. We only have one life, so let's do this, starting at all ages. Can you believe it? We have another shot today to be happy, so let's do it.